Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Apparently, I'm doing well and effective with some of the TV ads that they've been she's been running. So joining us now on the hotline, GOP candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, Margaret Stryker. Hello, Margaret.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Well, you know, sometimes you can tell if you're effective by who you get mad at you.
Oh, well,
and
you've
been running good, some good really TV well. Ads, and it seems like Congresswoman DeLauro is a little upset with you.
Yes, she appears to be. She actually, while I was on live TV on Channel 8 on Friday, had her attorney send around letters demanding that I get pulled off all airwaves, radio and TV, for the duration. So I would say if that's any indication, then I must be causing some stress in the Rosa DeLauro camp. But I'm fairly confident that we are going to do this. We have had one person in office for 30 years. It's time for a change. Even putting the politics aside, just on a civics class, it's time for a change. And then how can you ignore this kind of radical left-wing politician who's literally campaigning with members of the squad in our district? It just does not resonate well with the people of this district, and I think we all collectively are going to be saying, you know, we've had enough and it's time for a change. And I'm so pleased that I can help be the voice of that as we move forward.
I know you've gotten a number of endorsements from law enforcement agencies. I think certainly you are a candidate that they seem to think is someone who stands for and represents law and order in Connecticut.
Well, thank you. I'm certainly humbled to have gotten the endorsements of both the Fraternal Order of Police, which is the first time a federal candidate has ever received that in this district, as well as police unions such as New Haven's Police Union.
Wow.
Many others. Yeah. So
that's
it's
big.
Been quite humbling and impressive, and I certainly look forward to representing all the first responders, including the police, the fire, you know, EMS, corrections officers, etc., as I can when I'm in Washington. It's fundamentally important that we have safety and security in our neighborhoods and our homes. And with or without this endorsement or endorsements, you know, I certainly do feel very, very strongly and have for most years of my life, meaning like since I was a child, that this is something that we really do need to respect, and we need to recognize the hard work and what it means to put on the uniform, both in, you know, the police and the military and all of these services.
You know, it's funny to me when you start making a difference and you start getting at people with facts, generally their attacks turn personal. And so I'm reading a couple of articles about the frustration that apparently Rose was feeling with you. And she's getting a little personal. She's getting a little rougher on the edges with this thing. So I would say you are definitely scoring some very significant points here. Do you have any sense? I mean, I know you've been getting out a lot and talking to a lot of people. What's the feedback from folks in the district that you've been talking with?
The feedback is overwhelmingly positive. I was at a car show up in Seymour, which was fantastic, and I'm now, you know, fantasizing about a vintage car for myself. But I was at this wonderful car show this weekend, put on by the Lions of Seymour, and of the multiple hundreds of people that I spoke with, I would say quite literally exactly one said he was voting for Rosa, and everybody else said they were voting for me or they were silent on the subject. It was really an overwhelming show of support, and it's really invigorating. Mm-hmm. As a first-time candidate, I'm coming out of the business world. Mm-hmm. I have not done this before. I think that's a good thing. I think we need fresh perspective. I think we need new ideas. I think we actually need people that know how to go out in the real world and get things done. And I am certainly someone who, having started a very small business and grew it to quite a mid to large-sized business, and I've done this numerous times, I've done this while raising children, I understand what it means to be in the economy. I understand what it means to have government overreach. I understand what it means to have government bureaucracy just strangling and red taping, you know, businesses to death. Yeah. And what it means to get up every day and try and figure these things out and work through the systems and, you know, with a constantly changing set of rules.
Sure.
And I think people say, you know what, we need someone who can do that, because look at what's happened to Connecticut. 30 years ago, we were the wealthiest state in the nation, and now we are literally in almost every single metric second from the bottom. I think there's one where we might be third, but, you know, home appreciation value, second from the bottom. Job growth, second from the bottom. We still haven't regained our 2008 economy, you know, pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. And now look at us, right? And then in some of the, you know, more disappointing metrics, like opioid deaths, like crime, we are constantly and consistently kind of in the top five.
Yeah.
Right. So we have politicians who've been in office for 30 years watching this, like literally on the watch as the state has gone down and down and down. And so this just speaks to failed policy and, you know, failed perspective. And we need somebody in there who can say, you know what, like I'm a turnaround expert. I take things that are broken and I can't make them perfect, but I can sure as heck, you know, work towards making them a lot better than what they are. And then, you know, when my time is up, I'm moving on, because I do not intend to be a 30-year politician sitting there, you know.
No, that's a sweet spot for me. I'm a big term limit believer. For the folks that may be hearing you for the first time, we're talking with Margaret Stryker. She's candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, currently held by Rosa DeLauro. She was a unanimous, I think, GOP-endorsed nominee. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing today and your family, and tell the folks about that.
Sure. So I am a mother to four young children. I am divorced, so I'm a single mother to four children. I've been running real estate companies for my whole career. My background is in architecture and real estate development, and I also teach entrepreneurship to graduate students, although this year I'm sitting that one out. I sit on a couple of boards, including my temple. I'm a Jewish woman, and I sit on the board of the largest house of worship for Jews in the world, and on a museum. I have also served on boards involving children and underprivileged youth and giving them opportunities. And I am here because I want to serve my country, and I want to help bring us back together, because I think we're at the brink where we're in the process of tearing America apart, and that's devastating. And we need people who are willing to stand up and say, you know, this is a country worth fighting for, and we are not prepared to kind of hand it over to socialism and anarchy and, you know, riots in the streets. It's just, it doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you've seen in every, pretty much in every major city, particularly a certain city that you've done so much work in, New York City, we've seen a spike in crime, and in New York in particular, as well as other cities, we've seen a spike in murder rates over the last few months. Do you think there's any connection to that, and the fact that so many people were calling for, you know, either defunding of the police or disbanding of police? Is there a connection between these spikes in crime and these calls to eliminate police, do you suppose?
Sadly, it's true. And we don't, I mean, New York, what's happening right there is disgraceful. It's upsetting. It's really catastrophic in a lot of levels. But we can also just look at what's happening in New Haven. And I now do have the endorsement of the New Haven Police Union, which is a police union, sorry, in New Haven if I just misspoke, which is wonderful. But let's look. 3 years ago, there were 450 officers on the force. Now there are 325, and I believe there were 25 officers that put in for their retirement or resigned in a single month after this police accountability bill was passed. And it's decimating the morale, and they're also they're sitting there with their hands tied, right? If they see some of this, we'll call it petty crime, and they try and pull somebody over for a traffic stop, they're not allowed to search the vehicle. And if they even happen to see, you know, an illegal weapon sitting out there, they can't even call it in, right? They need a specific warrant just for that. It's emboldening those who would do ill. And so their hands are tied, and they're not allowed to effectively police. And so what do you have as a result? You have, you know, those who are criminals or those who would be criminals, you know, escalating their brazenness. And then there are, you know, some really, really, really tragic consequences from this. And just look at what's happened in New Haven and the murder right there. It's going through the roof.
Hartford,
you look at the drug trade that's happening now. I mean, this is taking such a major and drastic step backwards. And at the end of the day, this is about your security, my security, everyone's security. This is about the safety of our neighborhoods. This is about the kind of safety of our homes and a kind of proper functioning society in a civilized environment.
I had a guest on yesterday. We're talking with Margaret Stryker, who's the third candidate for the 3rd Congressional District here in Connecticut. I had a guest on yesterday, talked about they're from New York, and they talked about some of the, even just past Saturday night, vandalism and theft that was going on in Soho, which is a high-end neighborhood, you know, obviously in Manhattan. And they said people were just, they were just coming in, breaking into stores, just stealing stuff. And then if they were tried to be retained at all or stopped, the people who were doing the stealing were screaming racism, saying, oh, you guys are racist.
No, and I will tell you that, you know, one of my properties in New York, and this was a couple months ago, kind of right at the height of it, this is an apartment building, multiple apartments, you know, in a quite affluent neighborhood. Some homeless guys took a crowbar to the front door and broke in, and, you know, we found them living in the basement because some of the tenants called it in. We had to have the police remove them, you know, fix the doors and whatever. 3 days later, they did it again. And ultimately, we fixed it. But again, this isn't, you know, a shop where, in theory, this doesn't affect the safety and security of the residents. This is people's homes, right? And it's just, it's shocking. Now, I do think it's kind of calmed down a little bit there. But It's the principle and the fact that this can happen and the destruction can happen so quickly. And putting it all back together takes years. I mean, if we want to go back and look at kind of the history of kind of the crack wars that were happening, you know, in the 80s and 90s and things like that, we can see how long it takes to put these pieces back together. And we have come so far to backtrack like this. It's really devastating, and it can take years to recover. But I also want to just focus, if I could for a minute, on what this is doing to the mental health, especially of our children and our youth as they see this, and the safety and security that they need to feel, right, as things get more dangerous and they precipitously fall in the way that they have, right, this is really, really putting them in a place where they question, in many cases, kind of what it means to be taken care of and what it means to have a childhood and things like that. And, you know, with the schools closing and with the pandemic, it's just a very vicious cycle that we have to be really careful, because this is going to take years to recover from, even if we're not talking about the physical effects of what's going on right now. We're talking about the kind of the emotional and the mental effects of what's going on.
Talking with Margaret Stryker. She's running for Congress, 3rd Congressional District, seat currently held by Rosa DeLauro. If people want to find out more about you, more about your campaign, what's the best way for them to do that, Margaret?
Well, they can go to Striker2020.com. That's Striker2020.com. Same on Facebook. And also this evening, I don't think I've mentioned this yet, I'm going to be introducing at the Prescott Bush Awards, I'm going to be introducing Kim Clackick, who is also running for Congress from Baltimore.
Wow.
So for those who are tuning into the Prescott Bush Awards this evening, she and I will be taking the stage for a few.
That's fabulous. A little girl power going on there. That's
pretty, yeah.
That's pretty impressive. I think I'm really predicting a great result for you. I think you're the right person at the right time. I think the area people, residents, the voters, taxpayers, homeowners in the 3rd District will be well served in Washington with you as the representative. And I'm really excited. I love your TV commercials, as I've told you before. Do we have any others ready to come out of the oven? Are we going to have any last-minute TV commercials?
We're on our 3rd right now, and there will be more. And I am so pleased that, notwithstanding the incumbent's demands, that I'm pulled off the air and pulled off the radio waves and pulled off everything, that so far not a single person in the capacity to do so within the media has taken her up on that. So, yes, there will be more.
Good. Can't wait. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking time out. I can only imagine how busy you are. And, again, I'm expecting a good result, anticipating a good result.
Happy to do so. Thank you, Will, and thank you to all the listeners out there who I know have given me the opportunity to do this, and I can thank you in advance for your vote.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.